Well, it's a new beginning, a new liturgical year, a chance once again to start over and welcome the Lord into our life. I think a theme that we can maybe pray over and over again during this Advent season comes from today's collect. Grant your faithful, we pray, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. The resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. And we might ask ourselves, do we have that resolve? Do we wish to run forth and meet him and welcome him? Or in some ways, do we want to tell the Lord, you know, I'm doing okay. Why don't we just let things be for a while? I don't think I'm quite ready for you to come and change my life. In the prophet Jeremiah, you know, we usually think of him as the prophet of doom, right? The one who tells the people of Israel just how great tribulations are coming upon them. But here, he's bringing words of consolation. He says, the Lord says, I will fulfill the promise I made to Israel and Judah. I will raise up for David a just shoot. Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. The Lord will fulfill his promise. And when we look around at the world today, we can see what a mess we've made of things when we ignore the Lord's presence and the Lord's law. As we know, if we look at the history of the 20th century, you know, the efforts to bring peace and justice, if they're just on a human level, have led to some of the greatest destruction and misery and killing that the world has seen. If we think of the destruction by communism. And even if we look at the state of things in the church today, we are very well aware that we need the Lord to come and bring his healing. We're very well aware that on our own, we've made a mess of things. And so, yes, it's a word of consolation that the Lord is on his way. The Lord is coming. The Lord is coming with his love and his healing. But as we look further at the readings, we get a notion that, yes, the Lord is coming in love, but are we ready? Because he will want us to change. He will want us to leave some things aside in our lives. And he will want us to grow in ways that maybe we don't feel like we want to change. And so that's why St. Paul is telling the Thessalonians, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for the coming of our Lord Jesus. You know, the Thessalonians were wondering whether the end was coming like, you know, next week or something. And Paul is trying to reassure them and say, well, whenever the Lord comes, we should be ready. He comes first as a little baby. He comes first in smallness and weakness. But he also promises that he will come and bring judgment and finally set the world right. And, you know, it's a bit of an astounding thing today that after the words that we've seen from Jeremiah and Paul, Jesus is the one who has the scariest words. He's talking about how there will be signs and nations will be in dismay. and people will die of fright. And we can think of that as, well, if we are obstinate, if we are refusing to change, then his coming will be a source of fear. But he goes on to say, when these things happen, stand erect, raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. You know, the world can seem to be falling apart around us, but in a way, Jesus is telling us that he's coming with his healing, and it's going to be scary, it's going to be astounding, but in grace, you can stand up, you can stand erect, you can be free of fear for all the changes that'll be coming into our lives. And so then he warns us not to become drowsy. Pour yourself a strong cup of coffee and wait and watch and long for the Lord to come. And so this week, and as we go through Advent, you might ask the Lord, how can I increase in grace? How can I develop that greater holiness? How can I run forth to meet Christ with righteous deeds? What things in my life need to change? On very practical levels, you might increase your daily prayer. You might look at your life and say, okay, what's my typical routine? Can I add 5 or 10 minutes of quiet time with the Lord to that? Can I make a point to visit a neighbor and see if they have any needs that I can help with? Can I make a point to deepen the instruction and the love that I have for the faith and for the teaching of the church? What things in my life do I need to change so that the Lord's coming will be a source of consolation rather than a source of fear?